Fire crews and village residents fended off the advance of a wildfire approaching Tanacross yesterday. State Fire Information Officer Pete Buist says local firefighters who stayed behind in the evacuated village used a fuel break constructed in recent years to hold off wind-driven flames.
The fire slammed into that fuel break where the vegetation had been thinned, and it went from a crown fire to a ground fire, and the guys were able to hold on to it and protect the village. It was what I refer to as a magnificent save.
The 4,000-acre Eagle Trail fire continues to burn west of Tanacross, along and across the Tanana River and Alaska Highway, which has been closed at times. Fire Information Officer Sarah Sarlos says the blaze has been burning in more favorable direction today, but there are still concerns.
It's slowly moving away from the town of Tok, away from the town of the village of Tanacross. So those are all good things. There are some structures that are along the side of the highway that we're doing structure protection. And also there's the old Mansfield Village, which is basically on the northwest corner of our fire perimeter.
Sarlo says the plan was to send in smoke jumpers to protect the historic but uninhabited site this afternoon. She says crews are also trying to keep fire away from the Alcan Highway and cautions travelers to drive slowly and keep their headlights on in the fire zone. The other high-priority fire in the state is burning along the access road to the Pogo Gold Mine near Delta Junction. The blaze is 25 miles from the mine site but threatens power transmission lines that lead to the mine. There are 11 staffed fires statewide, including two burning near the Elliott Highway north of Fairbanks. Wildfires have been springing up all over the interior as hot, dry weather and thunderstorms provide ideal conditions for starts. There were 20 new fires yesterday statewide. Blazes cropping up in high-risk areas are being jumped on quickly, while most of the 67 active blazes are in remote country and only being monitored. More than 74,000 acres have burned so far this season.